Our second reading this morning is from Luke chapter 19. Listen for God's word to you. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." God, we thank you for your word. Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the words we heard read this morning from your holy book. And now, as we listen to these words which come from my lips, I most humbly pray that you would pour through me the gift of preaching, so that they remain no longer simply my words, but instead they are transformed into your living word to each and every person who hears them, that he or she might be met in exactly his or her place of need. We pray this, Lord, in great anticipation, and in the strong name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Hindsight is 20/20. Anybody ever heard that before? Basically, it means that when we look back on something that happened, we have the ability to see it with clarity. But what exactly is 20/20 vision? What does that mean? 20/20 vision is actually a term that means if a person with normal sight, with good vision, is standing and looking at something 20 feet away, it looks like it's 20 feet away. Whereas somebody with 20/100 vision, when they look at something 20 feet away, it looks like it's 100 feet away. So it's about how clear or how blurry something is when you're looking at it at 20 feet. So when we're looking backwards at something and we're able to see it with 20/20 vision, that is saying that it is clear that we have an acuity about our vision that is more than it might be when we're looking at it staring us in the face. Vision is very important in both of our scripture lessons, actually, this morning. I don't know if you heard it, but that's what I want to look at as we look at both Luke 19 and Habakkuk chapters 1 and the beginning of chapter 2. In our Luke story, Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector. Now, interestingly, the name Zacchaeus actually means pure one, innocent one. And yet this man has lived anything but a pure and innocent life. He has chosen as a profession something that puts him in direct opposition to most of the people with whom he lives, with most of the people in his village who would see him as someone who's gone over to the other side, someone who is taking the wealth, the money, the belongings of those in his community and given them to a foreign overlord, a foreign power. And the way that this worked as well is that the Romans had a demand of how much they wanted, but tax collectors often would add a little more or a lot more on the top for their own wealth. So the means by which Zacchaeus became very rich, as we are told, is probably not one that was entirely honest. Nonetheless, Zacchaeus hears that Jesus is passing through, that Jesus is coming through town, and he is trying to see him, the Bible tells us, trying to see, actually, literally, who Jesus is. And this trying to see in Greek is ezete idein. Now, ezete is the trying to piece, and we're going to come back to that later, but the idein is the verb to see. It is actually the infinitive of that verb, and we see variations of that throughout this scripture. Idein, the verb to see, comes up four times in these brief few verses. So sight, being able to see, is really important in this small scripture. He's trying to see Jesus, but he can't because he's short of stature. So he makes a decision that he is going to climb a sycamore tree. Now, the tree they're probably talking about was a low branching tree full of foliage. So the likelihood is that he is going to have to humble himself a little bit. Now remember, here is this man who may not be loved, but he is certainly respected and feared in his town. And he's willing to go clamber up a tree to try to see Jesus. The good news for him is once he gets up in the tree, there's a lot of leaves, so probably no one will see the indignity of his position. But he does climb this tree. And he gets up there, the Bible tells us again, so that he can see Jesus, idein again. Jesus is coming by, and he looks up, and he sees Zacchaeus. And he says to Zacchaeus, come down, for I'm going to your house today. And Zacchaeus does. Zacchaeus is shocked, I am sure. He thought probably that he couldn't even be seen, and yet he is seen. He sees Jesus. Jesus sees him. And he clambers back down the tree, is standing before this man that he was trying to see. And the crowd is not happy. It's the third time the verb to see shows up, and it's that all who were there saw that Jesus had invited this guy to be a part of his house, to go hang out with him, and they are not happy. So they see what's happening, or do they, and say, what is this about? He's going to hang out with this man who is a sinner. They are not happy at all. And Zacchaeus says, look, the fourth time idein shows up, is actually this word here, look, I will give half of what I have to the poor, and anyone I have defrauded, I will give back whatever I have taken fourfold. Zacchaeus is having hindsight 20/20 vision in this moment. He is looking back on what he has done after having looked at Jesus, and he has been transformed, reformed, changed into a new creation just by looking at Jesus and being seen by Jesus in return. He is completely changed. Look, see, he says to those grumblers, I'm going to make it better. I am going to fix what has happened in the past. So last week, Ingrid Harris and I were up in the office. We were waiting for someone. And while we stood there, Ingrid happened upon this FPCG encyclopedia. It is this book that is bound, written by Reverend Finney of Finney Room fame. And it is about the history of the church from its beginning to 1959. And as you go through it in the indices, you will see anything you might want to know about what the church went through was about up until 1959. It has every statistic imaginable. It tells you how many members we had in any given year. It talks about the organ and it being given in 1717 by Mrs. McLean in honor of five of her relatives, one of whom is the lieutenant warden McLean, who we are going to be celebrating in a couple of weeks with an organ presentation in a silent movie as a veteran. And it was, the organ was dedicated in April of 1919. That's in this encyclopedia. There's other facts about the Sunday school or about the Pastoral Aid Society, about the missions that we did. All of this fascinating information about who we were in the past, in hindsight, looking at our history as a community of faith. What was important to us then and where we did good works. But I was talking to another member of the congregation in this past week, and this person was sharing some of the more challenging aspects of our community of faith, was sharing times when people have not agreed and people have struggled to be in community together. People have strived to try and figure out how we can be this incredibly diverse community that we are, but in unity, because we've all got opinions and different life experiences, and we all come to this place seeking to see Jesus, trying to see Jesus like Zacchaeus, but coming from incredibly different backgrounds. And we have a tendency, I think, to want to make an encyclopedia of everything we've done right without sometimes looking maybe at the things that we need to work on still. But perhaps seeing Jesus can help us to see the places where we need to reform and be transformed and be open to one another. And that's hard work. That's what we see in Habakkuk. Habakkuk is very unhappy. You see, they had had a really marvelous, marvelous king, Josiah, who had died in 609 BCE, so that's 600 years before Christ. And his son, who had succeeded him to the throne, Jehoiakim, was a terrible, terrible king. And everything was going nuts. Everything was crazy. There was war. There was famine. There was violence in the streets. There was horror shows. It was just up one side and down the other. Everything is going wrong. And Habakkuk is crying out to God, going, God, help us. Help us. This is really bad. We need your help. And he goes on and on in the first four verses saying, I'm crying out, and why don't you help us? And then verse 5, God says, look. There's that look, that vision word again, see. And it's plural, so it's not just to Habakkuk. He's talking to everyone in this. He says, look, and you will be amazed. You will be astonished at the new thing I am doing here in your midst. Just look at what's going on with the nations. And that sounds so hopeful. And our lectionary skips the next several verses and goes right to Habakkuk being a watchman for what's coming. But if you don't skip those verses, you find out that right after God says, look at what an amazing thing is happening, the Chaldeans come in, and they completely make a mess of everything. It gets worse. It gets worse. Right after God says, look, see what I'm doing? It's amazing. It's great. It gets worse. And Habakkuk's like, why? Why is this happening? I am faithful. I long to be doing your will. And why is this so hard? And then at the beginning of chapter 2, he says, well, even if it's so hard, I am going to be a watchman. I'm going to stand at the tower, and I am going to look for you. I am going to ask God, what do you want me to do in this situation? And God says, write the vision. Write it in large letters so that everyone who comes can see. Write the vision and know that the appointed time is coming. It may feel a long way away, may feel like it's not coming, but I tell you, it will not delay. It will come. Share the vision, write the vision, let the vision be known. We are a special place here. We are so amazing. And the vision that God has of beloved community in this place is one that is seldom seen. And we are called to unity and community in this place, even if and when it might be hard. And I think to write that vision on the billboard out there where you see the Weave Bar would be a really cool thing to do, to share with people who we are and who we can be and who we strive to be. Would be an amazing thing to write it in letters so large that everyone can see it and then strive to live up to it. Because let's go back to Zacchaeus. Remember, I told you we were going to talk about that first word, that azete idein. He is trying to see. This azete word is actually from the root zeteo, and it means to seek, to look for, to strive for, but not just like he's trying to see Jesus like you're at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and you're trying to see a float, but he's seeking with his whole heart. This is a spiritual seeking that Zacchaeus is doing up in that tree. He is seeking to see Jesus. And then at the end, Jesus says, after all the grumbling and Zacchaeus's, hey, you guys, I'm going to make it right. Jesus says that he has been saved. Salvation has come because the Son of Man has come to seek and find the lost. And that seek word that Jesus uses at the end of this passage is exactly the same word, the same root, the zeteo, the seeking with this spiritual intensity that Zacchaeus was doing at the beginning. Zacchaeus is seeking Jesus with his whole heart. And guess what? Jesus is seeking Zacchaeus in the same way. So that, I think, is our vision, that we are called to seek Jesus with our whole hearts and to trust, like Habakkuk at the watchtower, that Jesus is seeking to find us as well. And that when we are both in that loop, we are truly living into and seeing with 2020 vision. May it be so. Amen.